USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marissa reporting. Prosecutors in Raleigh signaled that adult charges are expected against the 15-year-old boy suspected in Thursday's shooting that killed five people and injured two others. Wake County District Attorney Lauren Freeman on Friday stated her office's intent to move the case from district court, which covers juvenile matters, to superior court. In this situation, there's no question that the mass loss of life, in my opinion, this case be transferred and tried in superior court, Freeman told the Raleigh News and Observer. Freeman's office did not respond to a request for further details. Police in Okmulgee, Oklahoma, just south of Tulsa, recovered four bodies from a river less than a week after four men were reported missing. It's new territory for Police Chief Joe Prentice.
This is the first time that I remember ever having four adult men go missing.
Prentice says the men, ranging in age from 29 to 32, were on bicycles and visiting local scrapyards when they disappeared, their cell phones going dead. Identification of the bodies are pending confirmation from the Tulsa Medical Examiner. This year's flu numbers are up considerably.
Reports of flu and other respiratory illnesses are higher than what would normally be seen in the United States at this time of year. This is according to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. Typically, flu season ramps up in December and usually peaks in February. It is anticipated that the agency will say the flu and similar viral illnesses are notably high in Arkansas, California, Georgia, Louisiana, and Texas. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Neighborhoods powered by solar panels with backup batteries weathered the direct onslaught of Hurricane Ian in Florida, utilities and developers said, keeping the lights on throughout the storm while millions of others lost power. This is USA Radio News.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you can get both, why not? Especially when it comes to health care. And that's MediShare. You get both. The typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. It's because MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge PPO network, so yeah, really, you could save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. If you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Will Wilkerson, then an executive at former President Donald Trump's startup, Trump Media and Technology Group, was at a Fort Lauderdale, Florida coffee shop with company co-founder Andy Litinsky last October when Trump called Litinsky with a question. Would he give up some of his shares to Trump's wife, Melania? Trump Media, the owner of the fledgling social network Truth Social, had just been boosted by a huge merger agreement and a flood of investment that had made the stake worth millions of dollars. Trump had already been given 90% of the company's shares in exchange for the use of his name and some minor involvement, leaving everyone else to split the rest. Litinsky tried to brush it off, telling Trump the gift would have meant a huge tax bill he couldn't pay, Wilkerson said in an interview. Trump didn't care, he said. Do whatever you need to do. Tom Brady was fined by the NFL on Friday for trying to kick Atlanta's Grady Jarrett following the play in which the Falcons' defensive tackle was flagged for a disputed roughing the passer penalty. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers quarterback was fined $11,139, and Jarrett was flagged for slinging Brady to the ground during Tampa Bay's 21-15 victory over Atlanta on Sunday. The Cleveland Guardians tied their series with the New York Yankees Friday night after the Yankees suffered a 2-4 loss. Yankees skipper Aaron Judge on the loss and the Guardians pitcher Shane Bieber.
Like you said, we had our opportunities to, you know, cash in a couple more runs, especially early with Bieber. There we had him on the ropes a couple times, but you know, he went out there and executed his pitches. You know, that's what it kind of comes down to.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Marusso.
Wendy's new French toast sticks are so delicious, some are saying that they're better than their mom's breakfast.
Excuse me, did you just say Wendy's new French toast sticks are better than my breakfast?
Mom, is that you?
Answer the question.
I said some people are saying that because they're so crispy on the outside and fluffy on the inside and perfect in every way.
Uh-huh. And what do you think?
I think it's time to tell people to choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new sweet and crispy homestyle French toast sticks.
That's still not an answer.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.